Sometimes the best plan is no plan at all. That was the philosophy behind a new recording that blends West African rhythms, vocal harmonies, pop, and jazz. The musicians are Lokwa Kanza, Richard Bona, and Gerald Toto. They might not be household names here, but they are highly sought-after musicians who collaborated with the likes of Harry Belafonte, Natalie Merchant, and Pat Metheny. For this CD, they did something almost unheard of in today's world of super-produced recordings. They improvised. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
The CD is called Toto Bona Lokwa, after the musicians' names. They could have called it Caribbean, Cameroon, Congo, after their respective roots. It was a French lawyer and former record company executive named Laurent Bizot who had the idea to bring them into a studio, mainly to see what would happen when they sang together.
Naye, naye, pembeni na yo, yoka, toza.
Each one separately, they were doing some incredible things with their voices. But I was pretty sure that the three were compatible. So I proposed them to do a kind of a project a bit like inspired by Bobby McFerrin. Nearly all a cappella with overdubbing technique. And they took the idea, they say, okay, it's cool. And they went much further than what I expected.
This song was Lokwa Kanza's idea. Kanza says usually studio sessions are all business, with a fixed agenda, and the knowledge that a record label is waiting for something that will sell. But for this, Laurent Bizot specifically asked them to be spontaneous. Kanza says that was like a breath of fresh air, but also a little scary.
When Laurent told me about that project, he said, look, don't try to think too much. We give you an opportunity to do what you want to do. You have the studio, just, guys, be yourself. And I say, my God, what we can do?
What they did was take turns. On each song, one would be the leader and the other two the sidemen. All three musicians came to the studio with some ideas, perhaps a melody line or a rhythm. They'd play it for the other two and suggest parts for them. For one of Richard Bona's songs, he started with just a guitar riff he'd come up with a long time ago but never used. The song he calls Kwale Lo is sung in what seem to be a few different languages. Richard Bona says they improvised the most on the lyrics. With only 5 days to record, there was no risk of overworking the material.
Yeah, it's all improvisation because we didn't have time to write lyrics. And that's why that record sounds great too. You know, I like it that way.
Sometimes they just sang whatever sounded good in the moment. In fact, Kwale Lo doesn't mean anything at all. Bona says they know some listeners might think the word has some deep meaning in some exotic African dialect.
Yeah, we did that on purpose. I'm like, those Yankee, they will never they will never know what we're talking about.
I don't know if lyrics really mean anything necessarily. If you have the right melody, sometimes it'll grab you.
Don Heckman reviews world music for the Los Angeles Times. For him, the emotional impact of the songs transcends language. He credits the producer of Toto Bona Lokwa, Laurent Bizot, for knowing when to get out of the way and just let the musicians do what they want.
I mean, think about some of the vocal harmonies that are present on this album and how they worked those out, who was going to sing lead, who wasn't going to sing lead, how thick the harmonies could be, how much they would challenge the lead to sing a high note. That's part of the spontaneity that you get from not having everything written down and from simply trying to see how much you can challenge each other.
The CD also includes one solo by each musician. In the spirit of Bobby McFerrin, French Caribbean singer Gerald Toto accompanies himself.
Living in all of us.
This was the first time Gerald Toto, Lo Quaconza, and Richard Bona had ever recorded together. And even though they have different styles and preferences, they understood each other's ideas. African rhythms are at the core of most popular music, jazz, blues, rock, and reggae. With Bona from Cameroon and Kanza from the Congo, Gerald Toto hears his own history as a French Caribbean in their playing.
I share the roots of this culture, and that's fantastic. You, me, every people pass away, but the music stay, you know. And when I hear that kind of music, I can hear a million people, you know.
And yet they're only three. The new CD is called Toto Bona Loqua. Producer Laurent Bizot isn't sure he'll record them together again because he says magic like that doesn't usually happen twice. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
The sweet sounds of Toto Bona Loqua can be sampled at NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inske. Ibulanjong masi.